This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I'm speaking with Karen Gruppe from the Effingham County Humane Society. How are you today, Karen?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, Karen, as I understand, you guys are looking for volunteers, which we'll talk about here in a second. But let's give a brief overview really quickly. Who are you guys and what do you do in the community?
We are Effingham County Humane Society, and we are located 4 miles west of Effingham on Route 40 and then just over on Funkhauser Road in the old Funkhauser School. What we do is take care of unwanted animals that people either have surrendered or stray animals, and we find homes for them before they can actually go to homes. We get them completely fully vetted, so they're all spayed and neutered, all up to date on all the shots, all microchipped, and as healthy as possibly that we can get at animals.
Now that sounds like a ton of work.
It is a lot of work. We only, because of our financial situation, we do not get any money from the government, from the county, from any other source except by fundraisers and donations. So we rely on our wonderful, awesome volunteers. There's only 2 staff members, and we are just part-time. And the volunteers are help at the front desk. They take care of the animals and do everything that we need to keep that operation going.
Now let's talk about some of these different volunteer roles, because a lot of people think that sometimes to volunteer that you actually have to be there at the location, and that is true in a lot of cases, but in your case there are some volunteer roles that they don't have to even leave their houses for.
Right. We have we need volunteers for, they're just it's a list, and you can contact us and we'd be glad to go through this with you. But we can you can volunteer with us at your own home, doing it on your computer at home. We need volunteer letters, thank you letters sent out to all of our, anyone that donates. We have events. We go to nursing homes, take our dogs to nursing homes. We need people to come in and do that. We need dogs taken to events. Saturday we're going to the EPC for the comedy show there, and we're going to take all of our dogs to the Effingham County Parade at Halloween Parade. We try to get our dogs out to the public as much as possible. For some reason they think that Effingham County Humane Society located in Funkhauser is too far away, and some people don't even know where we're actually located. Our hours there, we are closed on Sundays and we're closed on Tuesdays, but we're open to the public on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 11 to 3. At that time, you can view all the animals, you can fill out applications to adopt, and you can also fill out applications to volunteer.
So it's a very important service, and there's lots of ways you can help out. Karen, if someone is interested in learning more or helping you guys out with a volunteer role, where can they find more information?
They can call us at 217-536-9001, or they can email us at 4paws, P-A-W-S, at frontier.com, or they can actually just find us on Effingham County Facebook and Effingham County Humane Society Facebook. We are on there all the time answering questions, trying to find these animals' homes. Our animals are also on petfinder.com. Every one of our animals, their age, their date, their when they came in, any kind of the history that we possibly know about any of them is on there, the adoption fee, and when you can come in and adopt.
And folks, if you have any friends or relatives who are looking for an animal, make sure they check the adoption places like the Effingham County Humane Society when they're doing that search.
Yes, they sure can. We have many, 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 many cats and kittens right now that are needing wonderful homes. We have about 10 dogs right now. We just had a litter of 9 puppies, and I think we've already, I think we're going to have 3 left after this weekend. So they're still needing their homes. When we do get low on dogs and we get our waiting list, make sure that we got everybody from the waiting list, we do go to animal control here in Effingham, and we will rescue dogs from them, trying to get them good homes. In fact, 2 of them's just coming into the shelter on Monday. So we're just trying to do our part within the community. We only take animals from Effingham County, but we will adopt out. In fact, we got one that came all the way from Wisconsin this last weekend to get a puppy. So we will adopt out to anywhere within 300 miles, but we will, we only take animals in from Effingham County because there's plenty of them running around.
And Karen, really quickly, what is the process for adopting an animal from you guys?
Okay, we do have an adoption application. And once they fill out an application and it is back into our shelter, it takes us 1 to 2 business days to process the application. We go through there. We call landlords if they have a landlord. We will call a vet if you've had animals in the past 10 years. And we do deny some people if we do not feel it is a good fit for the family. A certain breed might not work with an elderly person, or a certain breed's not good for little kids. And so we try to keep that. We don't want cats and dogs brought back because of reasons similar to that. But like my dad always said, there's a lid to every pot. So we do think that if you can't find one here, we will suggest another place for you to go. But we have young ones, we have older ones, we have kittens, we have older cats. So there's plenty of them out there for anybody.
And once again, Karen, what's the best way to reach you guys for more information?
217-536-9001 or 4paws@frontier.com or contact us on Facebook at Effingham County Humane Society. And we will get back with you as soon as possible.
All right, Karen, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.